How's your life with God right now? How can you describe Christianity, your Christianity with God? And two statements popped out, two views popped out. Is your life with God a religion, or is your life with God a relationship? Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of the Script Podcast, all the way from Channel 4 Nations studio here in Malawi. But before we start, let's start with a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Father. We ask you that you may speak to us and that you may be able to reveal to us as we are starting the first episode. And as people are viewing that, as we start, may they be convicted, Father, and may you be able to speak to them in various ways. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. Amen. Let's begin the Script Podcast, what it is. Okay, so I'll start from the beginning, where it all began. It all began for me when I finished my secondary school and I decided I want to know God. I want to know why is it my parents spent so much time focused on one man, a being. Yes, I understand that it's important, but I want to know it for myself. I want to experience it for myself. And there are some of you that are saved or unsaved, and you've decided, okay, I want to know God. This is a podcast for you. I decided I want to know God. Then I went to church one day and the question was popped out. How's your life with God right now? How can you describe Christianity, your Christianity with God? And two statements popped out, two views popped out. Is your life with God a religion, or is your life with God a relationship? Then I felt convicted. I was like, a relationship is a two-way thing. Till now, my parents were living the relationship with God and I was living the religion with God. I was taking my life with God as a religion rather than as a relationship. I was taking my life with God where I wanted this, I'll ask Him, He should provide. I want this, I want protection when I'm going to sleep, and I want protection from my food. I want intelligence when I'm studying and I want to pass my exam. It was all about me wanting. And I was like, no, it's not just about wants. It's a two-way thing. It's a relationship. It's how you talk to different people, your siblings, the relationship you have with your siblings, or the relationship you have with your parents, or the relationship you have with your friend. And I wanted that relationship. I wanted to partner in with that relationship. But where do you start? It starts when you become born again. You offer your life to Christ. And I did. And I did. Sometimes you think you're born again, but it's only until you confess it with your heart and proclaim it with your mouth can you actually know that you're born again. Once you say it with your mouth, then you know. Once you accept Him, then you know. Because many of us haven't accepted Him ourselves, but others have accepted Him for us, and that's not how it goes. You have to accept Him yourself. Then life kept going. I started praying, I started reading the Bible, and I wanted to know more about Him. And as I was going to know more about Him, I encountered Him, and we formed a great relationship. I received the Holy Spirit. That is a relationship. But along the way in these relationships, I've had my ups and my downs. I'm going through much, and I'll continue to go through much. But the good thing about the relationship is that we're together. But as time goes, many of my friends started going through different things, depression, anxiety, so much. Then a question popped up. What's different between them and me? What's different between them and me? Then an answer came. It's all in the script. The script they're living by and the script I'm living by. My script is a relationship. Their script is a religion. For the thought to see the relationship, the religion is choking them. Then I ask myself, what can I do? And the answer was brought, voice out your relationship. Voice out different people's relationships. Show them that a relationship with me is different from a religion with me. That was the birth of the script podcast idea. And now we're here, recording our first episode, recording our first shoot, talking about the script podcast, just giving you a brief on what the podcast is going to be about, different relationships. A relationship is life. A relationship isn't only Sunday. A relationship is our everyday life. And I thank you very much. Thank you for listening to the first episode of the Script Podcast, and stay tuned. Keep safe and see you in the next episode. For we have so many ideas, so many people, so many guests are coming to talk about their relationship with God and how they navigate, how their relationship with God is advancing, and how you can advance your relationship with God. Thank you very much. This was Emmanuel Mubiala, recording from Channel of All Nations Studio. If you don't follow us, follow us. Wishing you a good day. But before we close off, let's have another prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word, and we thank you for the people that are listening. We ask you to be with them as they continue their day. We ask you to show them the way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Stay tuned and keep listening. Have a blessed day.